All righty. Good morning. Joining us in the studio right now, a gentleman who wears many hats. In fact, today he's wearing a baseball hat. Rick Wiegers is with us, who is the voice of the Santa Fe Fuego. And if people don't know who Fuego is, it's our baseball team. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, honey, and thanks so much for having us on your show.
Yeah, definitely.
The Santa Fe Fuego is our new professional baseball team in Santa Fe, and I must say, it's being very well received by the community.
Now, you guys play out at Fort Marcy, is that right?
That's right, Fort Marcy Park. We had about 34 games this summer scheduled. They're every night until Tuesday next week, so you can come out every night until next Tuesday, and then on about, I believe, Monday, the 24th of July, we have three games, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then that's the entire season. All the games are at Fort Marcy Park. All the games are at 6 o'clock. There's great food. We've got Real Burger as our business partner. They got great food, and it's inexpensive. And our other business partner, the Santa Fe Brewing Company, has installed a beer garden.
Oh, yeah. We love that for baseball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They sell to the end of the sixth inning, and you have to have a valid ID and be 21 years of age. But the brewing company has four great choices of beer, and people are really embracing the beer garden. It's been a lot of fun.
Did you say it starts at 6 every night?
The games are at 6 o'clock. Uh-huh. That's right. And parking's easy. Just come on out. It's a lot of fun. There's great food. There's cold beer, and there's baseball.
And you've got some good people lined up singing the anthem, right?
Yeah, honey. Thanks. I've had a lot of fun putting this together. We've got a great entertainment lineup to sing the national anthem before the game. It started off this week with Catherine Donovan, who is the director of the 2012 Fiesta Melodrama at the Santa Fe Playhouse. She sang on Tuesday night and was terrific. Then on Wednesday night, we had Karina Wilson of Broom Dust Caravan and Joe West and Friends fame, and she played the violin to the national anthem. Last night, we had Betsy Robinson. She dressed up like the Statue of Liberty and was just a hoot and sang terrifically. Tonight, we have Sean Heelan will be singing the national anthem.
Oh, very cool.
And Saturday night, we have Felicia Ford of Broom Dust Caravan fame. She will be singing Saturday night. And then Sunday night, we have I'm going brain dead on you. Sorry. Sunday night, we have Lori Catherine Otino, also of the Joe West Review. She'll be singing Sunday night. Monday night, Michael Handler will be there with his harmonica to play the national anthem. And then Tuesday night, I'm really excited, a young lady who's a talented singer, Amanda Lang, who just knocked him dead at the Santa Fe Rodeo, will be singing Tuesday night. So we've got quite a nice little lineup of local musicians and singers to sing the national anthem before the game. So, you know, come on out. It's a lot of fun.
Now, what does it take to be an announcer for a baseball game? Because, like, do you have to know how to fill in the dead air? Like, oh, he hit it out of the ballpark. And then,
well,
then
I can't
what?
Do a whole lot of that. You can't really comment on the game while it's happening. I love baseball, and I'm an old baseball guy. And so when they needed somebody who could put together a sound system, and thank you, Randy Cook at the Candyman, for helping me with that, I just got a system together and showed up, and he basically let me do a game as an audition. And after the third inning, Andrew Dunn, the commissioner of the league, said, "You're hired. Let's do this." And so, loving baseball, knowing a little about baseball, and basically like what you do, keeping the show rolling, announcing the players as they come to the plate, you know, giving some statistics during the middle of the game, and recognizing our sponsors, our wonderful and generous sponsors that make Fuego Baseball happen in Santa Fe. If it wasn't for our sponsors, we wouldn't have Santa Fe Fuego Baseball here.
How's the team doing, by the way?
Well, you know, the team is doing great. They're great young athletes. They work very hard. I mean, these guys work for a living. They show up about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon in the sweltering heat. They practice, they hit, they work all night long. We're in the bottom of the league. You know, we're
but it's the first season.
It's the first season, but they're trying really hard. We've got the first place team, the Alpine Cowboys, are in town for this 4-game series. And last night it was a 1-run game. We lost 10-11, and it was an exciting game. We had runners in scoring position at the end of the game. The pitchers played well. The guys hung in there. They were behind the whole game, and they really came back and made it a close game at the end. And you know, I can't believe it. The crowd stuck around till 9:30 last night to see the outcome of the game, and they were so into it. I was playing organ music, and they were chanting with the music and stuff. The community has embraced this team greatly, and all the players and the coaches, greatly appreciate the fan support. I cannot say enough about how loyal the fans have been and how they come out every night for the games.
So you see this picking up for next season?
Oh, yeah. In fact, a lot of people have already asked, how can I be involved next year? And obviously, the first season, we've got a few bumps in the road to work out. But by and large, things are getting smoother every game. The community seems to really like the team. And, you know, we're doing as good as we can. And some of the players are really terrific. We had 7 All-Stars on the Pecos League. This is part of the Pecos League. There are 6 teams, the Trinidad Triggers, the Roswell Invaders, the White Sands Pupfish. And if anybody can tell me what a pupfish is,
I don't know if I want to know. And then what?
We've got the Las Cruces Vaqueros, the Alpine Texas Cowboys, and I'm leaving somebody out. I said the Roswell Invaders.
So it's a pretty big league you've got going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they had an all-star break. The guys got a couple days off, and we had 7 players on the all-star team. We had 3 position players. Trent Evans, Evan Coley, our first baseman, made the all-star team. Our catcher and designated hitter, Scott Palmer, made the all-star team, who was tied in the home run lead with the other all-star player, Chris Brown, our left fielder. And those were the 3 position players. We also had 4 pitchers, Trent Evans, Mr. Machado. I have the names written down here.
Well, so if people want to get more information about the remaining games, do y'all have a website?
Yes, go. It's real simple, www.pecosleague.com, and that'll get you to the homepage. Mm-hmm. On the right-hand side, you'll see the teams. Click on the Santa Fe team, and you're right there. And it's got the schedules, it's got the player rosters, all the names, and like that.
Okay, it sounds like a lot of fun, Rick. A few more games. You've got tonight going through Monday
Friday
night?
Friday night, tonight, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night.
And then next week.
And then not the next week, but the week after. Mm-hmm. I believe I'd have to double check the schedule. We had a 4-game set with Roswell, but something happened, and we've got 3 games with Roswell back at the end of July, whatever that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is that last week of July. I think 24, 25, 26, something like that. And come on out. It's a lot of fun.
It sounds like it's 6:00 at Fort Marcy Ballpark.
6:00 at Fort Marcy Ballpark, yes.
Santa Fe Fuego.
And if you'd like to meet some of the players, today at Big Joe True Value Hardware at 1311 Siler Road, we're doing a car wash to raise a little money. And the players are washing cars today from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if you want to meet some players, get your car cleaned, shop at Big Joe True Value Hardware. You can do that today. It's a win-win-win situation.
Well, it's so nice to know that you are the voice of the Fuego.
Yeah, that I'm having a lot of fun with it. And Coach Bill Moore has really done a great job keeping these players together. And the players are very dedicated to what they do. And the fans are really having a good time with it.
Well, Rick, thank you so much for being here and telling us all about that.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Honey Harris.
And we'll see you soon.
Okay.